Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhart, and today we're Sechus Shabbos Daf Mem Beis. This is going to be another abbreviated session. Mr. Shem, next week we'll go back to full Shiurim. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, Shmuel said that one may extinguish a piece of burning metal that's in Rishos Rabim so the public will not be harmed by it, but not a piece of burning wood. Rashi explains that the Molach Mechaba of extinguishing a fire does not apply to metal, since it merely glows. Although extinguishing metal was forbidden by the Rabbanim, they did not extend their decree in a case of potential damage to the public. Extinguishing wood, on the other hand, is the Molach Mechaba, deraisa, and therefore it's prohibited in such a case. Point number two, the Mishnah states that one is not allowed to place spices in a frying pan or a boiling pot that were just removed from the flame, but one may add them to hot food in a bowl or in a tureen where the food has been transferred. Rashi explains that the bowl or tureen are a kli sheni, a secondary vessel, and a kli sheni in a mevashel. A secondary vessel is not capable of cooking. And point number three, Rav Chisda said that although one may place a vessel under a hen in order to receive her egg and prevent it from rolling off an incline, one may turn over a vessel and cover a newly laid egg so it shouldn't break. And Rav explained Rav Chisda's reasoning, saying that the rabbis allowed moving non-muksa items for the sake of a muksa item to prevent commonplace losses, but not for uncommon losses. So since a hen is likely to lay its egg in a trash heap, as an example, Rav Chisda permits a vessel to be overturned to protect the egg from being crushed. He didn't permit placing a vessel under the hen to prevent the egg from rolling off an incline, since that's an uncommon situation. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Shmuel said that one may extinguish a piece of burning metal that's in Rishus Rabbim so the public will not be burned by it, but not a piece of burning wood. And Rashi explains that the Molach Mechaba, extinguishing a fire, does not apply to metal, since it merely glows. Although extinguishing metal was forbidden by the Rabbanan, they did not extend their decree in a case of potential damage to the public. Extinguishing wood is the Molach Mechaba, and therefore it's prohibited in such a case. Point number two, the Mishnah states that one is not allowed to place spices in a frying pan or a boiling pot that were just removed from the flame, but one may add them to hot food in a bowl or in a tureen where the food has been transferred. And Rashi explains that the bowl or tureen are a kli sheni, a secondary vessel, and a kli sheni in a mevashel. A secondary vessel is not capable of cooking. And point number three, Rav Chisda said that although one may place a vessel under a hen in order to receive her egg and prevent it from rolling off an incline, one may turn over a vessel and cover a newly laid egg so it shouldn't break. Rav explained Rav Chisda's reasoning, saying that the rabbis allowed moving non-muksa items for the sake of a muksa item to prevent a commonplace loss, but not for uncommon losses. So since a hen is likely to lay its egg in a trash heap, so Rav Chisda permits a vessel to be overturned to protect the egg from being crushed. He didn't permit placing a vessel under the hen to prevent the egg from rolling off an incline, since that's an uncommon situation. All right, so now we go to our simon. So the simon from Mem Beis are mobsters. Mobsters, the mob. Here goes. The mobsters like to throw burning metal into Rishus Rabbim to scare the public and then eat their freshly spiced hot food behind the trash, covering the eggs that were commonly laid. Once again, in slow motion. The mobsters, that reminds us, we're on Daf Mem Beis. The mobsters like to throw burning metal into Rishus Rabbim to scare the public, which reminds us that Shmuel said that one may extinguish a piece of burning metal that's in Rishus Rabbim so the public will not be harmed by it, but not a piece of burning wood. And Rashi explains that the Molach Mechaba, extinguishing fire, does not apply to metal, since it merely glows. Although extinguishing metal was forbidden by the Rabbanan, they did not extend their decree in the case of potential damage to the public. Extinguishing wood is the Molach Mechaba, and therefore it is prohibited in such a case. So the mobsters like to throw burning metal into Rishus Rabbim to scare the public and then eat their freshly spiced hot food behind the trash, which reminds us the Mishnah states that one is not allowed to place spices in a frying pan or boiling pot that were just removed from the flame, but one may add them to hot food in a bowl or in a tureen where the food has been transferred. Rashi explains that the bowl or tureen are a kli sheni, a secondary vessel, and a kli sheni in a mevashel, a secondary vessel, is not capable of cooking. So the mobsters like to throw burning metal into Rishus Rabbim to scare the public and then eat their freshly spiced hot food behind the trash, covering the eggs that were commonly laid. Which reminds us, Rav Chisda said that although one may place a vessel under a hen in order to receive her egg and prevent it from rolling off an incline, one may turn over a vessel and cover a newly laid egg so it shouldn't break. Rav explained Rav Chisda's reasoning, saying that the rabbis allowed moving non-muksa items for the sake of a muksa item to prevent commonplace losses, but not for uncommon losses. So since a hen is likely to lay its egg in a trash heap, Rav Chisda permits a vessel to be overturned to protect the egg from being crushed. He did not permit placing a vessel under the hen to to prevent the egg from rolling off an incline, since that's an uncommon situation. So once again, the mobsters like to throw burning metal into Rosh's erupting to scare the public, and they eat their freshly spiced hot food behind the trash, covering the eggs that were commonly laid. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zuchu wishing you a great day and great learning.